So hello and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. And, you know, my guest today, well, the word dominatrix comes to mind.
I wonder why.
So basically, if you're ready to change in a humongous way, you're done with being small, you're done with all the baloney, you're absolutely really at that space where you are knowing your own inner dominatrix, this is your show. So stay tuned and listen to me while I play with Dana Ferent. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Erica. I'm so delighted to be on your show. This is going to be fun.
Well, you know, it's time.
It is. It really is. You know, and I love the introduction because, you know, not everybody is at the space where they're ready to say, this is it. I'm changing. I'm going for it. I'm digging in. And that's okay, but there are some people who are, and it doesn't matter how many times you've fallen down, this moment is where you get to decide, are you ready to go for it or are you not?
This is insane. So I was watching the game 7 of the Celtics versus the Cavaliers basketball game for the National Basketball Association. And it was game 7, and it was about 10 minutes to go or 8 minutes to go. So they played all season. Mm-hmm. Then they played other series to get them to the semi-finals. Now there's 10 to 8 minutes to go in the last game. This is the moment. Nothing before it matters.
Mm.
If you made 25 shots yesterday, you're not going to keep going and try to get the ring. You're done. You're going to go home and watch everyone else play. So this is the moment, like 8 minutes left in the last game. And I looked at that and it was that energy of, this is the moment. This is my time. What I did before, and I love that you teach that. Tell me a little bit, one time you taught me, you know, Dana's someone who has coached me, which I'm very grateful for. Tell me one time you talked about getting, you were in debt and you just turned it around.
Yeah, I love sharing that story with people because, you know, a lot of people want to tout how great they are and they don't talk about the failures. And the failures to me are part of business. And it's not about if you're going to fail, it's when, and it's what you're going to do with it. So for me, I had a 7-figure business. We had 6 staff and a couple overseas and things were going really well. We had sales, they were coming in, but through a series of unfortunate events, you know, things that just went wrong. And at the end of the day, when I look back, what I see is that there were 7 people in that space that all wanted to move on. And so, of course, the business went on its own because everybody wanted out. And it's like, you can't override that. So, yeah, I had you know, about $350,000 worth of debt. And I had a choice. I had a choice of what I was going to do with it. Was I going to just, you know, pull the plug, do a midnight run and, you know, just, you know, flee? Or was I going to do a restructuring or something else? And so what I chose was actually to restructure it, you know, give it a new name, give it a facelift, turn it around in a way that actually worked for me. Mm. And in a span of 4 months, and I, you know, I'm going to be honest with people, I worked my ass off for 4 months. So I did 7 days a week, you know, 14 to 16 hour days, for 4 solid months to turn it around. But then we took it into a place where it was profiting about $5,000 a month after 4 months. So
wow,
it's doable. Huge difference. Yeah. And
so tell me a little bit about, I don't know why this is showing up for me.
Okay. We'll just go there.
If my clients are walking all over me, what can I do?
Oh, okay. Great question. Because, you know, this really showcases why we talk about the dominatrix. So you kind of like teased everybody at the beginning and we should kind of maybe fill them in as to why you said that. So I spent 6 years in that world. I became a dominatrix. I trained and for me, the lessons and what I internalized and who I had to become to step into that was instrumental in my turning around the business. And I guess I left that piece out when I was telling the story because
it was an awakening of the dominatrix from perspective of actually knowing what that means.
Of yeah. And I realized that I wasn't bringing that power into my business. And that was what was really creating a lot of the fundamental problems. So when I brought that energy in, I was able to turn the business around. And for me, it's the archetype of the dominatrix. It's not, I'm not inviting anybody to, you know, actually pick up the whips and, unless you would like to, but it's not required, right? But stepping into it allows you to actually run your business effectively. And then this piece about your clients walking on you, your clients will not walk on you if you are standing in your inner dominatrix. That energy allows you to command what is going to happen. You're going to steer it in the direction that works. You're going to dictate what's happening and at the same time serving them deeply, but in a way that works for both parties, not a one-sided situation.
So I love that. And I am very also one of the things I just honestly, if I don't have you talk about on the show, I'm just going to like, you know, slap myself silly. you know, the whole thing, we had this one conversation, and you guys are all so lucky to be listening to this conversation, which is like, you know, the highlights of working with Dana for 6 months. Aww. Raising your rates.
Yes.
Stopping being like the $100 for 14 session woman. Or, mm-hmm. Oh, you can't pay. Well, why don't I give it to you for free? You
know? Right.
Like, what is it that you can maybe just share as an insight, however you want to structure it, but that you've seen that works when people actually make the shift and start being in the, you know, $1,000 to $20,000 for their services club?
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah. And it's okay. So here's what I see when I work with clients. That when people are in that space of undercharging or giving it away or compromising, oh, I'll do a trade or we'll do, you know, we'll take it down, I'll make it work for you. That kind of energy almost always is because there is unresolved trauma locked up in the body. And that trauma sits in and creates this program, this energetic program where it's this imprint of I'm not good enough. This is what I deserve. I deserve to be shit on. I deserve to have this crap. And you're not cognitively thinking this, obviously. No, you're not going, right? You're not, I'm worried about telling yourself that. But
yeah, I mean, I saw it. You get monkey trained. I mean, think about it. You ask for the steak and your mom says, mine doesn't grow on trees here. You know, have a baked potato.
Right. Right.
And so we talked about having a burger. But
yeah.
Like if someone brings you, if you're at a restaurant and you order steak with Brussels sprouts and they bring you a little beat up McDonald's hamburger and say, sorry, the steak's not quite available. Who turns it back? Whose job is that?
Yeah. It's up to the people. And that's what I love giving people that analogy of the restaurant, because, you know, at the restaurant, you wouldn't hesitate. Well, hopefully you wouldn't hesitate turn it away and say no, yeah. Even if you're really hungry and you know, you're going to have to wait a little longer to get what you actually ordered. And that's the piece with clients. I find that most people are not willing to say no in the short term, risk not having some money. Right. In order to send that message out loud and clear that it's like, no, I've demanded bigger money. Thank you very much. Yeah. Bring it.
I love it. And I do find when the number works for both people, there's this kind of really beautiful synchronicity that shows up, and the people that show up are really fun to work with. You know, for me, you know, with my podcast business, like the people that give me the money to help them with their podcast is so much joy for me. Like I love helping them with their podcast. Like it just gives me, it makes me high.
Yeah.
And I listen to their good shows that get created because I help be their backbone, you know, as they're in creation of it. It's like, honestly, no one's ever actually said to me that they felt bad that they funded me to help them create a killer podcast.
Yeah.
It's all been win-win.
And there's a great example in that you are charging what your business requires you to charge to run things effectively and for you to show up joyfully. And if you didn't charge that much, then you would show up to them going, oh, okay, we got to get this podcast out, which is just like, give me your stuff and like, shut up and move on. Cause like, I'm not charging you enough. Right. That's the energy that comes when you don't charge enough. And so then you wonder why you don't get more referrals.
I love it, Dana. So when as I'm expanding my business, so and everyone who missed the beginning, it's Dana Ferrant. Dana Ferrant. You can find her. She's does some beautiful work with your inner dominatrix. You can find her on Facebook. We're gonna let her say that at the end. She also has a weekly show herself, right?
I do, the Inner Dominatrix podcast.
Yeah. So make sure you go hang out with her and get more of her. But what was showing up for me was the whole thing of expansion versus contraction. So what is it we can do to really like fire that up and like light that faster or get more juice on our expansion?
You know, I think that one of the things that I would say, you know, other than, you know, actually just allowing your energy to expand out, but to drop back into that space inside where, you know, like inside, we know who we are. We know we're infinite beings. We know that we're powerful. And if you drop back in and say, what's the actual truth here? You know, and to recognize that when something is not light or fun, you've got this voice chattering, that's not yours. Because you as an infinite being, you know that there's absolutely nothing right or wrong in any of it. So why would you feel upset? Right? That there's that dropping back in. And even if you don't feel it right away, I would suggest for people to pretend for a little bit and say, okay, I know it's there. I'm going to find it. So let me keep moving forward until it shows up, until it actually can get out. And if that doesn't work, throw a bit of fuck it at it.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're into right now and tell us a little bit about your business and then tell us how we can find you.
Cool. So I am doing, I've got a couple of things on the go. You can work with me one-on-one, in which we can dive into getting you really rocking on your inner dominatrix and really increasing your sales and all the outcomes in your business. And then I also have the Badass Abundance, which has now been launched in a group format. So for people who need to get over all the things about money and get the systems and strategies in place as well, have it both. It's kind of a two-prong approach. But it's gonna be, it's epic. It's just really launching people who are ready to go. Okay. Love if you're it. Just, if you're just sitting there kind of going, well, I think I want it. I would like to make more money. No. When you're in that space of like, this is fucking happening. It's fucking happening now. I don't care what I have to do. I will sell my kid if I have to. Then you're ready. You're ready and call me. So, how you find me, innerdominatrix.com, Dana@danaferrant.com. Either of those places will work. And you can look up Inner Dominatrix on Facebook.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming. Have a great one, Dana.
My pleasure. Thanks, Erica.